Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Bubble yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. Today, we are talking about seeking a validation from men. And if you are single, this one is especially for you. And you guys know, as I'm newly single, this has become something that has become very apparent to me and other single women that I also speak to. And this may be one of the reasons why a lot of us end up in situationships or toxic relationships because of our thirst and our need for validation. And I'm gonna start off by saying, this is not to shame anybody. If I use terms as thirsty, don't take it personally because I've definitely been thirsty before. This is just going to be a video to actually question this desire for validation, for attention, for affection, especially when it's coming from men. And this is for even the women that feel like they don't really seek validation, they don't really care about men, blah, blah, blah. I think it is hardwired in a lot of women to need that validation, that cosign from a man. And I've always thought about this. A girl could have 1 million followers on Instagram, but she'll post that one thirst trap photo for that one guy she wants to see it. She's only concerned about the validation of that one person. It's similar to you. You could be on Snapchat with 50 people following you. As long as that one guy sees your snap, you're happy, you're good, you're good for the day. As long as that guy reaches out, as long as that guy slides in the DMs, as long as that guy comments and says how beautiful you are, you're happy, you're content. That was the whole reason for you getting dressed up and looking good in the first place. You wanted his attention. And is this a bad thing? No, not really, because we all pretty much do that. But if your self-esteem, if your sense of self, your self-worth is attached to this person's validation, to this person's praise, if how you feel about yourself is attached to this validation from men, you may be in deep trouble. And one of the reasons why some of us may feel like we need this validation, or we can't stand being alone, we can't stand not being validated, is really and truly because we haven't learned to validate ourselves, to give ourselves the validation and the attention that we need. And let's be honest, self-esteem does not exist in a vacuum. Of course, we can love ourselves as much as we want to love ourselves, but at the end of the day, someone loving us is also very important. Or what I'm trying to say is that it's very, 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 very important that you first validate yourself, because if you don't, you're constantly going to be searching for it in the wrong places, in the wrong relationships, in the wrong situations. And the trouble is, we desperately believe that the validation has to be external for it to mean anything. And that is a huge responsibility to put on men, because one thing a guy is going to do is he's going to disappoint you. It is not a man's responsibility to toot your horn. You gotta learn to toot your own horn from time to time. And when we don't feel good about ourselves, we often cascade, is that the right word? Cascade the responsibility and give it to someone else. But when you don't feel good about yourself, you need to stop, think, and call it what it is. You may stop and think, I need affection because ... I'm feeling vulnerable. I'm feeling incapable. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling insecure. One of the reasons why, especially when I was younger, and I'm not saying this is only for young people, everyone has periods in their life where they feel like this. I remember when I was younger, I would always look for the validation of men, of guys, when I was feeling unsafe, when I was afraid, when I was scared. Because growing up, psychologically speaking, I didn't have that safety of my father, that man safety. So when I was older, I always searched for that safety in men and in their arms and in their affection. And so when you stop and you ask yourself these questions, why do you need attention? You may stop and say, I need attention because I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling insignificant. I'm feeling lost. And these are all valid reasons for why you would need affection and attention. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you are not allowed to feel these emotions, but it's about how you get those emotions filled. And if your number one thing is to always turn to a guy, pick up the phone, call him, post a thirst trap, go to the club and seek attention, that can be very dangerous in the long run. These are quick fixes. You need to actually deal with what is actually really going on inside yourself. What are you running from? Why are you always running from yourself? So when you identify these feelings, you can really expose them. And when you expose them, you can deal with them adequately. Instead of calling your ex, you may need to call a trusted friend. You may need to call your father, call your mother. You may need to just be honest. You may need to flip open a camera and just talk to yourself. I know that that definitely helps me out a lot. Just talking to myself, just getting it out there. I need attention right now. I'm feeling insecure. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling low. I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling depressed. That's why I need attention right now. Speak it out. And when you speak it out, it disempowers that feeling. And I'm not going to say you may not still need attention, but I'm saying you're going to be aware that there's a reason why you're needing said attention. And let's not mention the fact that when you're seeking validation or you're seeking someone out to give you what you're not going to give yourself, you're also using people. You're using people as band-aids. You're using people as crutches. I don't know about you, but I want to be able to live freely without crutches, without needing something from someone that I can, in my power, have it to give myself. So instead of calling your ex, instead of going to the club and getting wasted, you should spend the night journaling your thoughts. I know it sounds boring, but the therapy that comes from writing down, speaking out your thoughts, watching YouTube videos on said feelings, these are the things that will help you and not actually hurt you further. Because some of these things that we seek out, whether it's attention, affection from the wrong people, can have really damaging effects in the long run. So what really is validation and why are we always searching for it? Validation really, the dictionary definition is to officially prove that something is true or correct. You need to be reassured that what you think about yourself is true. You need to be comforted. And the other day, like, I was out with my friend and we were talking about this actual topic and I just hugged her. I hugged her so tight. I said, this is what you need. This is all you need. You need a hug. You need a long hug. It doesn't have to come from a man. It can come from anyone. And I know we're all grown now, but there's nothing like getting a hug from your mum. I know it sounds, oh, I'm grown. I'm too grown for a hug. Like, there's nothing like a mother's hug. There's nothing like a father's hug. There's nothing like being hugged from someone that you care about. It doesn't always have to be a man. It doesn't always have to be sexual. Women, we have needs. We have needs. But I almost feel like we get them fulfilled in the wrong ways, in ways that are actually detrimental, more detrimental than beneficial for us. And on the flip side of seeking validation, sometimes it is for that ego boost. It's like we have a desire to be desired. And we're not even thinking about whether we actually desire the person. We love the fact that they desire us. It feeds our ego and it almost gives security to our insecurity. And being so consumed by someone's desire for us and not actually questioning whether we have that same desire for that person, when the high goes down, it is actually pretty rubbish, because we're not connecting with people because we like them, we genuinely want to be around that person. We're connecting to them for our own ego and for our own sense of self. And men do this a lot too. We go on dates to be admired. We get dressed up to be admired. We go on Instagram to be admired. We go out to events and to parties and we dress to the nines and we almost look like we're supposed to be standing in a museum, because ultimately that's what we want. We want to be looked at. We want to be praised. We want to be complimented. And these are all ego boosting. It's the same reason why women compete with other women for the attention of men. And I know a lot of people like to say, I don't get dressed up for men. Subconsciously you do. Subconsciously you do. Because if you did it for yourself, when you're at home by yourself, you just get fancy. You wouldn't take a picture. Nobody has to know. But you don't get fancy for yourself. Otherwise you stay at home. You get fancy for others, for men's validation, or to compete with other women. Let's call it what it is. The truth shall set you free. And this validation goes so far, women compete with other women to even get married, to be chosen, to be picked. And let's talk about validation when you're in a relationship. And I know what it looks like, I know what it feels like, and I almost feel like this is why some of us, we love couple goals, we love the romanticized idea of love, we like what it looks like, we like what it feels like. There's nothing like standing beside a strong, tall man that gives you compliments, that makes you feel secure, that wants you, that thinks you're absolutely beautiful, that protects you emotionally and physically. Just the stature of a man makes us feel safe. Let's be honest, we feel like somebody when we have a man. I see it in so many women's faces when they're standing with a man. They feel like, that's my man, I'ma stick beside him. That's mine, and I'ma stick beside him. Like, they literally look like little girls with their daddy, okay? But the problem with that is that sometimes we become dependent on that validation and we almost feel like we need that to feel secure and to feel complete. That's why I don't believe that we're halves looking for our other halves or people that say my better half. What do you mean better half? Are you a crescent? Are you a half moon? No, you don't need to be a half. You can stand side by side to that person equally, knowing that your presence also validates them. But you don't want to become dependent on that validation that comes from being in a relationship. You have to know that you're good by yourself. And really and true, the reason why a lot of women feel that they need to be in a relationship to be validated, to be happy, is because there's a deficit. And usually that deficit comes from not having that in your childhood, not having the attention, the affection, the affirmation. And the quickest fix for that is to jump into a relationship. And I understand why people go from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship, because there's a safety, there's a security in being in a relationship. But sometimes you have to just call off. You just have to call off and be comfortable by yourself. Some of us are so scared to be by ourselves. Why are you scared of your own shadow? Why are you scared of your own presence? That's something that needs to be looked at deeply. You should not be afraid to be by yourself. Literal fear of being alone. You need to be able to be by yourself for a period of time so that you can love on yourself. Learning to be alone can be a long process, especially if you come out of a situation where you were together with this person, tied at the hip, inseparable. It's gonna be tough, but you can do it. Like, it's possible to be happy being by yourself. And I really don't want to beat a dead horse, but there's so much freedom in knowing you can go out without looking for validation and come home and not look for validation. I know when I broke up with my ex, the evenings were so hard. Going away, traveling was so hard because you're used to having that one person on your phone. But you're gonna be okay. You're actually going to be okay. And this is part of the reason why a lot of women find it so hard to wait for the right one. Because getting a quick fix of validation, getting a quick fix of adrenaline rush when you get that momentary attention, it does something to us. But you can't be hooked on attention. And you've got to think to yourself, am I in need? Do I need it? And when you spend some time by yourself, when you curb that desire and that need for that instant gratification, you will realize that you're actually going to be okay. And you're actually okay.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.